Blog Talk Radio.
Journey together. Thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you decided to join in today. So let's get started. We always begin the show with an affirmative reading. And for today, I acknowledge my power as a human being crafted with great powers. I am created in the likeness of the Creator, all living things. No thing or person can take my power away. It is my divine right. Our affirmation for this week: I accept the magnitude of my function as a human being. I joyfully display my full magnificent. We'd like to give a moment of silence in honor of our ancestors, our wayshowers, our truths. Without them, we would not exist. So in honor of those that have transitioned and gone on before us, we give and pay homage. We're so deeply thankful. The mission of this show, Life, Love, and Wellness, is the uplifting of ourselves. Loving ourselves and being genuinely involved in our holistic wellness. Our topic today is our bodies are designed to heal themselves. Part 2. Audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and every voice will be heard with complete acceptance and no judgment. You can call in and speak with me on 516-531-9819 and press 1 to alert me that you want to speak on air. The contents of this radio show are intended for information and educational purposes only. Nothing is intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any health condition. Our intention is to help guide you to live a healthy lifestyle and prevent health problems. If you suspect you have a health problem, please seek qualified health professionals to help you make the healthiest informed choices. Always consult with your doctor before starting any new health treatment program. Nothing stated is intended to constitute a medical diagnosis or treatment. Nothing is intended as a recommendation or endorsement of any specific test, products, procedures, opinions, or any other information that may be mentioned on this show. I am not a licensed physician, simply someone like you who have taken personal primary responsibility for my own health. Please use licensed physicians as needed. Any reliance on any information provided is solely at the user's risk. Our Creator has so wondrously designed our magnificent bodies as to being able to heal themselves. We never need to put anything from the outside into our bodies to heal them. Do we always remember that? I would say no. Is it true? Absolutely. But we do not always consider that to be a fact of truth for us, that we are healers of our own bodies. The doctors don't heal and the medicines don't heal, but we heal along with God as our creator, or whatever name you give it to that creator. That's the power that actually causes the healing in our body temples. You're listening to Love, Life, and Wellness, The Sandy Rogers Show. Call in and speak with me on 516-531-9819 and press 1 to alert me that you want to speak on air. And I'm simply laughing because I got the two first words, love and life, mixed up that time. But it's all good because it is life, it is love, and it is wellness. And so regardless if it's said love first or life first, we all know what we're talking about, and that's that energy that keeps us going and keeps us moving in the direction of getting to our place of complete wholeness, of holistic wellness, which means our mental, emotional, and spiritual selves as one, so that they're not divided out and separated, but we're talking about a single oneness, a single unit, a holistic. Our overall being is our goal in this show, life, love, and wellness. And so I have been doing a lot of research, and actually things come to me without me even searching them out. I had an interesting conversation today with a chiropractor he was quoting some statistics to me on how cancer has just kind of gone awry in our society here in the United States, and how Nixon had first signed the bill, the war on cancer, during his administration, and it was a $300 million a year budget that was allowed for cancer research. And one of the things that I recently found out in doing some studying and one of the documentaries that I saw, Food Matters, it was stating that 39 billion dollars have gone into cancer research, and 25 years later, 569,000 people have died, double that from the original onset. So that how are we doing in this war on cancer, and is there really a cure for cancer? Now, I understand that there are some steps that you can take, vitamin C IVs, intravenous injections, can actually kill the cancer cells, and there's no adverse side effects to that. 200 milligrams of vitamin C is called a high-dose nutrient therapy, or mega-dose nutrition. And so that there are healthier ways of our taking care of ourselves and establishing and getting a better health report, or because self-care equals self-health. And so you must be able to walk the walk. And if you're very conscientious and you're doing all that you know to do and taking care of yourself, then that equals you being able to walk the walk. And not everyone will take the time and the energy or do the study and do the research, because it's all available to us. There's actually, and I'll give you more information later in the show, there's actually a webinar that's going to be taking place starting in a couple of weeks called The Food Revolution. And I enjoy being a part of those type of events because you get to learn so much about what's going on, and what we don't know can certainly help us out. Because the best doctor and the best nutritionist is always you. You know what your body needs. You know what your body craves. You know how your body reacts to different stimuli. So that if, like we were saying last week, if you're taking a medication and it doesn't sit well with you, then you know within yourself that this is something that is not good for your body. So you have then a choice, and it's always your choice. You have then a choice to either stop taking the medication or going back to the doctor and asking for a different medication, or perhaps just doing some natural remedies, or at least seeking information and knowledge in as far as what natural products you might be able to take, herbs or something along those lines. And so we just really must take responsibility. And responsibility just broken down into two words: the ability to respond. And we're talking about your health, and that's what we are on, is being whole, being complete, and being in a better state of mind. In America, we are spending so much money in an attempt to obtain good health. Good health makes a lot of sense. It just doesn't make a lot of dollars. And the drug company, another fact that I found out, now they're required to show proof that their drugs are more effective than a placebo in 2 out of 3 trials. The only issue with that is that they're not required to publish all their failed trials. So they may do 30 trials to get the 2 out of the 3 trials, but they don't have to publish the other ones that they. And so it's just a lot for us to understand and a lot to take in. And when we nourish the body will heal itself. There are adverse drug reactions. The depth of that adverse drug reaction affects us 10,000 a year. Auto accidents is 3,500. Prostate cancer is 9,000. So adverse drug reactions. And remember, we were talking about before that there is no research done on a combination of more than 2 drugs. So if you're on more than 2 drugs, there is absolutely no research anywhere that knows what that the reaction of all of those drugs are doing inside of your body. And so 106,000 Americans die from pharmaceutical drugs each year. And that was published by the Journal of American Medical Association. So when we take all of this into consideration, it just stands to reason that we have a responsibility to ourselves to get and to stay as healthy as possible. And what does it take? Just the mindset to do it. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, The Sandy Rogers Show. Call in and speak with me on 516-531-9819. Simply press 1 to alert me that you want to speak to me on air, and I will certainly honor that. And let's just keep going here and see what we have.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Just a little trip back with Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. He knew way back when he recorded that song of all the dangers that we were looking at then, and they've only still with us. So you're in tune, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am your host, Sandy Rogers. If you would like to call in and speak with me on the air, call 516-531-9819. And simply press the number 1 to alert me that you want to speak on air. And Marvin Gaye, man, he was such a genius, such a musical genius. And he knew that the situation that we were living in at that particular time, which is the same, like I said, as we're living in today, just more progressive, there was too much going on, mercury in the oceans, and we were eating the fish that's coming out of that environment, overcrowdedness, just a lot to contend with. And we have so much that we have yet to rectify or to improve. Not to say that we have completely ignored everything, which we haven't, but there is certainly a lot more that still stands to be corrected in our lifetime, or at least some type of forward movement taking place. And we have a caller, area code 404-484. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Ms. Rogers. This is Brenton Allen.
Hey, Brenton.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm just sitting here appreciating what you're doing. And I just wanted to know if you ever heard of acetotoxins?
No, I haven't. Acetotoxins?
Okay. Exotoxins. Acetotoxins. And it could be looked
at.
That word. Well, it's just it breaks down the different things that are in also the foods out here that we eat. Different foods like shelf food like hamburger helper and different foods that are on the shelves. It breaks down the different terms that's in the ingredients that we don't know. Most people don't know about because people don't study the ingredients. In the foods that they're eating, but the acetotoxins break down every specific food and the ingredients, and it tells you what those terms are and what it means.
Oh, no, but thank you. I appreciate that information. That's wonderful because you're absolutely correct. I laugh all the time at the different words and the terminology because I believe that they do that purposely so that we don't know what the heck they're talking about. You know, most people can't pronounce those words that are included as a descriptive term on the boxes, you know, the processed foods. And maybe that's a good sign that we shouldn't be consuming those processed foods if we can't pronounce the words.
Absolutely. You'll see if you go to the health food section, they tell you it's a lot of foods in there with no GMOs, and basically it's no plastic. It's a lot of plastic in the foods that we eat. And,
exactly.
And then if you look at the ingredients on all your foods, you're going to see a lot of terms and a lot of different things that they put in there. But the acetotoxin is what's going to break stuff down, and it'll tell you what those terms mean, and it'll tell you what you eat, even in your meats, your ground beef, your pork, fish. It breaks all that down. So let me make sure I spelled it right. Excitoxins, acetotoxins.com.
Okay. Appreciate it. Great information.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bryce. So as Brenton Mr. Allen was just explaining to us, the excitotoxins is another resource that we could use to break down these words that we can't pronounce and I have no clue as to what they are. It's amazing that we have become so comfortable with not knowing what's in our food. It just amazes me that the manufacturers of these food items, you know, and that just brings up another thought. Is it really food? Is it really food if you can't pronounce it? Is it really food when you have no clue as to what's on the inside of it? Is that food? And that's just one of those questions that no one really wanted to ask. Well, let me just go in there. It's quick. It's fast. I'm in a hurry. I don't have time to cook a meal, so it's okay. So I'm going to do this and I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. I'm going to do mac and cheese because that's what my child likes. Well, why does your child like that as opposed to some vegetables? And why can't you not help to instill the taste of something different? And now what Mr. Allen was talking about, the plastics that are in food, those Roman noodles, that is plastic. The Roman noodles are plastic, and there's been news reports in the past that Subway sandwiches, the breads, some of the breads contain plastic in them as well, and they had to pull that bread off of the shelves. And so we all must be very conscientious of what we're consuming at all times. I have done juicing for quite a while now, and juicing is such juicing and making smoothies. And so I'm gonna group those together. More people die from chronic disease today than all other causes combined. Let me say that again. More people die from chronic disease today than all other causes combined. According to the World Health Organization, 36 million people die every year from degenerative conditions, and 100 million are driven into poverty by health care costs alone. But when you drink fresh, live juice, it's almost like receiving an intravenous infusion of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes because they go straight into your body without needing to be broken down by the act of chewing. And since juicing is essentially mainlining live nutrients, it's no surprise it can produce rapid and profound health benefits. I know that we consider juicing or juices coming out of the store, you know, the clear, watery type. And if you, because I've been buying the juice that have the filler or more of the natural parts of the juice, and so that even 30, 40 years ago, when I would buy juice, it would be the, I'm not sure what the proper name of it is, but it would be cloudy like the juice would be. And so the children would always complain about why the juice was dirty looking, you know, and why it wasn't clear like all the other juice. And so I understand or have always had an appreciation for what's healthy in as far as our juices go. And so we just need to make sure that we understand in the recovery process that the healing takes hard work, perseverance, self-care, and belief. Again, drugs do not heal and doctors do not heal. There's no amount of outside matter that you can put into your body that's going to heal you. No prescription drugs and no doctors diagnosing you with any condition or anything like that. And so that's the belief part of it. You must believe that your body, that you can become well. The mind body, when you go into meditation and you allow your body to be connected to the source of all living things, equals a genetic re-engineering of your body cells. I did a workshop on this past Saturday called Grounded Boundaries with a group of families, actually. I thought I was going to do the workshop with women, but it turned out there were women, men, and there were quite a few children, I would say maybe 5 and up into teenage years. And so one part of my workshop dealt with meditation. I know that we are so busy always doing and moving around that we don't really take time to calm ourselves down and to go into meditation. And so I did a guided meditation. And at first, you know, the children were squirming and the grown folks, they didn't want to stop. And, you know, they were kind of doing their thing. But once I got everybody in the flow, and the music was soft and the lights were dimmed and the movement ceased so that everyone was into that energy, it was incredible. You could just feel the rejuvenation and the regeneration and the renewing of the individuals that were in that room. And so once we came out of the meditation, I asked for a couple of people to share what their experience was. And the children were more vocal. And I like to also think that children are not so bombarded with all of the rules and the do's and the don'ts of life, that they speak with more innocence as to what their feelings were. So one young lady, probably 7 or 8, said that she felt that no one could hurt her in that state of meditation, and she felt safe and she felt happy in that place. This is like a little 5 or 6 year old, 7 or 8, no more than 8, probably closer to 7, but a young lady, a young girl, saying that she felt that peace and that happiness in that meditation. And then this young boy, probably 10 or 11. Now, he was a little bit older than her, and he said that he felt that no one could touch him. He felt so at peace and so protected, and he said, man, I loved being in that place. It was like no one could get next to me. And so I don't know what these two youngsters, what their experiences in life have been up to this point, but I know that they appreciated that being still and that meditation. And I encouraged the young people, I encouraged all the participants that was there to make that a daily part or a weekly part of going within and just calming down, turning off the TVs and the radios and the MP3s and the iPods and the iPads and all of that, and just getting away from the electronics and really going into themselves. And another part of that workshop was being grounded. And so in that process, you would actually go to a place and that had some type of earth where you could stand on the dirt or on the grass. And it's called grounding and or earthing. And there have been a lot of research that has been done into the benefits. And so the earth brings about the a neutralizing type of a neutralizing element to bring you back into your to a place of wellness. And one of the gentlemen commented on that is that for him, his interpretation of that process was that the reason why the earth was so beneficial to an improved form of health, because a lot of people were able to overcome different conditions, different diseases by participating in this grounding, this earthing process, is that that standing on earth was a testimony to the Bible, where it says that we came from the dirt, we came from clay, and so we're actually just making contact back with where we came from, where we originated from. And so to him, that made perfect sense why the grounding was so beneficial. But there's been studies. You can go on YouTube and look up grounding or earthing, and you can see the research that's been that has been done. And we have a caller, Mr. Allen. You're on the line.
But there's been studies. You can go on.
Yes, I just wanted to go back to the for just a second the food that we eat. I also wanted to mention about parasites in the body. A lot of people don't realize that we carry around parasites in our bodies, and they're microscopic size, so they're really, really small. And we need to make sure we do some sort of body cleansing, maybe once or twice a year, to try to remove some of those parasites. Some parasites, you're not going to remove all of them, but you can cleanse your body at least once or twice a year to try to cut down on the parasites that's eating off of you. They're actually eating your food. So if you're finding yourself hungry all the time, or you're eating a lot, or you have a lot of weight, a lot of fat weight on you, that can be a cesspool of a bunch of parasites. So
Absolutely. So is there anything that you use to do a parasite cleanse that you would like to share with the audience? Or
Yeah, I would, but I don't know if I can mention the names of these people that I've actually done the parasites cleanse on the air. Is that okay?
Well, I did a disclaimer, and I'm going to do another disclaimer. We don't endorse products, but if you have some type of information to share with the audience, that's perfectly fine. if it's worked and it's been a benefit, because what we're doing is sharing information and sharing knowledge with each other. So as the host of the show, me, I'm not endorsing any particular products. I just want to make sure that the audience has the information.
Okay, well, in that case, I've used, his name is Dr. B. Serious. He has a parasite cleansing program. It lasts about 28 days, made up of a bunch of different herbs and spices that you take. And also it comes with a list of foods that you can eat to not interfere, because certain foods causes a lot of mucus in the body. And about the first 2 weeks, that's the main thing that you're getting out of the body is a bunch of mucus. So you can't, you know, milk and cheeses and different things like that you can't eat. But it's a total cleansing program. You have to drink a lot of water. And it made me feel, I mean, I felt great afterwards. I actually lost about 15 pounds behind it also because of the foods. And you can't have any meats or anything. It's because meats cause nitric acid to build up in the stomach. So you can't have any meats or anything like that. But also, there's another one out here that I just tried out for 7 days. It's two teas. You drink a tea in the morning and you drink a tea in the evening, specifically for a tea for the morning and specifically the one, a tea for the evening. And I purchased that from Hidden Powers University, from Nazir Ra. You can look it up online, nazirra.com, or Hidden University, Hidden Power University, I'm sorry, .com, and purchase those two products for parasite cleansing.
Okay, well, thank you. I actually know Dr. B. Serious. I met him when he was practicing in Los Angeles, and Dr. B. Serious was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease, and he refused to undergo the prescribed medicine or the allopathic series. And so he went to school and is now a naturopathic practitioner, and he lives in Atlanta now. And so I support his work, and I have been affiliated with some of the programs that he's done, his workshops and things like that.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and thanks again, Mr. Allen, for your comments. I sincerely appreciate them.
Thank you, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. All right, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food, and we eat the junk. We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food, and we eat the junk. We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food, and we eat the junk. We don't know what we're eating.
Because we get it out of a grocery store, and it's not food at all. I know I was telling my dad, because he liked the Pringles potato chips. I'm like, Daddy, you ever thought about how they get each one of those potato chips in that exact same shape? They never crumble. He's like, nah, I ain't gave much thought to that. Well, maybe they're manufactured in a laboratory somewhere. You cannot get a potato like that and fill up all those cans that they sell those potato chips in. Come on, Daddy. We've allowed the pressure of a materialistic society to take us away from the things that are really important.
And we eat the junk.
Like being there with your children versus working two jobs so that you have this fine car.
And we eat the junk. We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food. And we eat the junk. We don't know what we're eating.
What was such an eye-opener for me was when my grandchildren were small. So we're talking about 12, 14 years ago. And that was when I first started the juicing, natural apples and carrots and celery. And my grandchildren were like, "Grandma, what is this? It's not clear. You didn't buy this out the store. Oh, Grandma." They didn't know. They just had no idea what natural looked like. So then I started broiling fish. My mom don't cook like this. Can you go teach her how to cook? Because this tastes good. We don't take the time to prepare healthy meals.
And we eat the junk. We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we eat.
Hello, and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Again, I will continue to serve as your tour guide as we journey together. I sincerely thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you decided to join in this evening. Today, we're discussing part two of Our Bodies Are Designed to Heal Themselves. Please join the discussion. You can call in and speak with me on 516-531-9819 and press 1 to alert me that you want to speak on air. We have been speaking on the ingredients in processed box foods that are on the shelves in the grocery stores. We're talking about our role in our recovery and the fact that we need to be responsible for our own health. And the word responsibility is the ability to respond, broken down or defined a little bit there. And what we had a listener last week that was on the call that was curious after he heard my testimonies about the two different medications that I had taken for a prolonged period of time and how they had upset my stomach or how I had such an adverse reaction to the two medications. And so he decided to do some research on the prescriptions that he had been given and what he was taking. And he was so excited to let me know the very next morning that what he had found out in reference to the medicines that he had just been taking because the doctors gave it to him. The doctors prescribed him the medication. And they were a synthetic form of heroin. And he was like, "Sandy, I can't believe I've been putting this stuff in my system like that." And so he's actually on the line, and I hope he'll join in the conversation in just a moment because I really would like for you to hear his testimony. So let me see if I could get him on here. All right, area code 318-794, you're on the line. Would you like to share your testimony with the audience?
Yeah, hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Roosevelt?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I said I was listening to you last week, and you was talking about you had that Crohn's disease, and the medicine that they gave you was making you sick. So that Wednesday morning, after the show Tuesday night, I got up and I Googled the medication that I was taking. So I was taking a pain medication, and I Googled that, and it was it's a synthetic form of heroin. So I was like, they was giving it to me for pain, but it was, you know, I think it was doing more harm to my body than it was doing good. So I've been trying to limit, you know, how much of it that I take. And they gave me another one called gabapentin. It was also for pain, but when I Googled it, it was a medication that it gives you to control seizures. And I had, you know, I wasn't having any seizures, so I just quit taking that altogether. So when you said that about they give you stuff for one thing, but it caused more caused more harm than good. So I've been, you know, I just wanted to say that when these doctors give you this medicine, you shouldn't just take it because, you know, they're prescribing it to you. You should check the ingredients and see what the side effects are. If you suffer from some of those side effects, I think you should just do away with taking the medicine. And another point I'd like to make is a couple of months ago, I heard you say what benefits you was getting from a chiropractor that you were seeing. So I was seeing a neurosurgeon and an orthopedic surgeon and a couple more types of doctors, and I was steady getting these injections in my back, and one doctor he wanted to take a laser and burn the nerves in my back. So after I heard you say that about the chiropractor, I decided to go see one of them. So I've been seeing one for about 2 months now, and the adjustment that I get, you know, it kind of it's painful in a way, but I think in the long term it'll do better because, you know, when I leave there, I have all my body parts that I went there with. And, you know, like I said, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. So, you know, I'm looking forward to my results, you know, when she tell me that. Because after all that was going through, I was diagnosed with, I have a crooked pelvis. So I think, you know, she said, you know, by me getting the adjustments, that everything should work out fine. You know, I just want to say that to you, Sandy, and just say keep up the good work, and thank you for, you know, hipping me to what's going on. You take care of yourself. Bye.
Well, thank you for being so responsible for your own healing, because even when people hear different knowledge and get different information, a lot of people won't follow through, but you've been following through. So I know with you being so determined to get yourself in a fully functioning body, that you are going to realize that a lot sooner than maybe what you even realize is, you know, because you've been taking and you've been doing the work. And so I'm so proud of you. I am so, so proud of you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Sandy. And, one day I'm going to run from Louisiana to Atlanta. You can say, well, June must be well. He ran way over here.
There you go.
All right. Good night.
I'm rooting for you here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Roosevelt.
All right. Good night, bye.
Okay. Thank you. Good night. Bye. So, folks, there you have it from someone that has taken the reins by I'm not even sure how that saying goes, but has taken responsibility for his own health and doing the work, going on the computer and Googling the different medications that's been prescribed to him from the doctors. And I just find it so interesting that one of the medications he was taking was for seizures, and that the other one was a synthetic form of heroin. And I still say, you know, it's be informed and make your decision, because you do have choices. Just because someone, regardless to who they are, tell you that your destiny is to take a prescription, a foreign substance, and put it into your body does not mean that you have to do that. You always have a choice after what you consume and what you put in your precious, precious body temple. And so you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I'm so excited that you are in tune with us this evening. If you would like to talk with me on the air, please feel free to call 516-531-9819 and press 1, and I will know that you want to speak on air. So we're going to continue with our subject for tonight, which is our bodies dying to heal themselves.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
So Dr. Tom O'Brien with thedoctor.com, is THEDR.com. When addressing degenerative disease, whether it's autoimmune disease, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, the sooner we know, it's a, the sooner that we address it, the better the results, because there's less time for tissue to be damaged, which equals less likely permanent damage will occur. And the U.S. alone, healthcare costs are the number one reason people go bankrupt. The problem is people are throwing money at their health issues without getting results. So think about it. We spend more money per person on doctor visits, procedures, and hospitals, yet we continue to see the diseases above plague us relentlessly. The logic is that spending more money on these problems should fix them. The reality is that spending more money has not worked. Artificially masking symptoms with drugs doesn't resolve disease. Dr. O'Brien says that functional medicine focuses on looking for the underlying causes of health problems. And he, Dr. O'Brien, is having a functional health summit with over 30 speakers from April the 14th, that started today, to the 21st. And again, that's thedr.com, thedoctor.com, with Dr. Tom O'Brien. So that is another resource if you're interested in taking a listen to what those 30 experts have to say. Now, there has been little research done in human health that in regards to the vaccines, which is one of the three biggest industries in the United States. That's vaccines, pharmaceuticals, and the food industries, which we do have some issues with each one of those industries, and I don't think that we'll have the time to get through all of this, but I'm going to do my best to give you a little bit more information. So the flu vaccine, there was no research done, and the consensus is that there it's no more effective than anything else, over-the-counter or some old family remedy. I know we did hot toddies when I was small, and I did hot toddies with the younger generation, and they all seemed to be very good, or you know, were able to get through that without any problems. And that HVC, there was no clinical trials done, and there's a huge amount of aluminum in that. So if you have a daughter, and now I understand that they're targeting the young boys with that HPV as well, there's huge amounts of aluminum, and it is the worst vaccine ever created is what the experts, the naturopath community is stating, and it's the most expensive. And so just to make you aware, that vaccines are creating some really issues, some severe issues for our longevity, man, and especially with the younger children, because they are being exposed to these different viruses being injected into them, where if their body was allowed to fight off that naturally, fight off those viruses naturally, then they would have the antibiotics that they would need in their system to fight it off. And then, you know, a lot of the food now, and so I'm going to transition right on over into this. This was an article actually came out earlier today by Dr. Marcola, and he states that according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, 2 million American adults and children become infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria each year, 2 million, and at least 23,000 of them die as a direct result. And a recent report commissioned by the UK Prime Minister, David Cameron, estimates that by year 2050, antibiotic resistance will have killed 300 million people, the annual death toll reaching 10 million. Experts are now warning that we may soon be at a point where all antibiotics fail, and once that happens, it will be the end of modern medicine as we know it. There's more high-stakes surgeries like organ transplant may no longer be survivable. The routine use of antibiotics in agriculture is at the very heart of this urgent public health threat. First of all, agriculture accounts for about 80% of all antibiotics used in the United States. So it's really a primary source of antibody exposure. American farmers routinely use antibiotics to make their livestock grow bigger and faster, in addition to preventing disease caused by cramped, filthy quarters and an unnatural diet. As a result of the decades of this practice, antibiotic resistance in humans has dramatically risen. So researchers found that commonly used herbicides actually promote antibiotic resistance by priming pathogens to more readily become resistant to antibiotics. This includes Roundup, which was shown to increase the antibiotic resistance of E. coli and Salmonella. And so there was a report done by Times Magazine, and it said researchers gathered airborne particle matter, and they call it PM, from around 10 commercial cattle yards within a 200-mile radius of Lubbock, Texas, over a period of 6 months. They found the air downwind of the yard contained antibiotics, bacteria, and a significantly greater number of microbial communities containing antibiotic-resistant genes, microbial. The genes that have gone airborne are contained in dried fecal matter that has become dust and gets picked up by the winds. So co-author Phil Smith told the Texas Tribune that the bacteria could be active for a long time and could be traveling for long distances. The study estimates that the amount of potentially contaminated dust particles released by cattle yards in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas, listen to this, exceeds 46,000 pounds per day. You can be exposed to DNA from antibiotic-resistant bacteria via water and contaminated meat, and depending on where you live, simply breathing could be a route of exposure. This is in part why GMO labeling is so crucial. As GE crops, the same as GMO, they're genetically engineered crops. GMO is genetically modified organisms, so I'll start that again. This is in part why GMO labeling is so crucial, as GE crops further aggravate the many ills caused by chemical agriculture and CAFOs. Also remember that eating a healthy diet of whole, ideally organic food is a cornerstone that would allow you to optimize your immune function so that you can naturally fight off any potential infection. Avoiding unnecessary antibiotics is also important as they disseminate your gut flora, thereby leaving you more vulnerable to health problems. The same goes for antibacterial cleansers. All you really need is mild soap and warm water to effectively de-germ your hands. Antibacterial products containing triclosan only promote antibiotic resistance. So we're getting it from a lot of different angles, you guys. We're getting it from the food that we eat. We're getting it from the air that we breathe. We're getting it from the prescriptions that are being given to us, telling us that this is going to heal us. We're getting it from vaccines that the government say all of us got to have before we get into a public school setting. We get it from so many different ways that we must be actively involved. We must become actively involved if we're not already in what we ingest, what we put into these precious body temples of ours, so that we are aware that we are consuming the best grade of food that we possibly can. And that's always a better choice to get organic. And just like the article by Dr. Mercola stated that, you know, a lot of the germs and that can come off the dust and into the air and get on the organic crops. At least you have people that have the energy that's associated with wanting to produce a better crop and thus be healthier for you. Be conscious of what you consume. Make sure that as much as you can that you're doing activities that bring you peace of mind and can calm you down. If it's not meditation, my son is a runner, and he has just taken on that hobby lifestyle over the last 5 years, and he runs marathons, and he says that that's his form of meditation. And again, we don't require someone to tell us what it's supposed to look like for it to be right for us, so that if running is your form of meditation, then run. If doing exercise is your form of meditation, then do the exercise, but do something that calms you down from being so involved in the outside activities of the world, and see what a difference that will make with your state of being, with your moving about in the universe. We have so much power in reversing and taking care of our body temples and being able to overcome quote-unquote addictions to different things like cigarettes or overeating. Because, yes, we can overcome those challenges or those opportunities by our mind, and we strengthen our mind by doing the daily meditation or doing meditation as often as possible. So that would certainly be a great intention or a great goal for you, would be to begin doing meditation, and then once you do the meditation, to start increasing it to a daily practice, so that you're strengthening who you are and those things that that would give you the strength to be the best you that you can be. So thank you for joining me today on Life, Love, and Wellness, where we talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness. When we love ourselves, we cause no danger to anyone and are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is Sandy Rogers. May you live in divine wellness. And once again, thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness. Life, Love.